That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Oh, God, look at how handsome he is.
Stop.
I won't. Other people say that about you, too, and then I don't feel so crazy.
I love it.
I love you.
I love you. This is so fun. It came through, and I was like, oh, what a joy. I get Drew to myself. Are you kidding?
I love you. All right. Welcome, everybody, to the Drew's News podcast. I can't believe I'm actually saying that because I'm new to this world, and I'm so excited. We're here to give you all the fun, quirky, inspiring, and yes, informative stories that exist in the world because we all need it right now. And today we're covering everything from swingers who like to sail to the perfect paint color to help you chill out. Today, I roll out the reddest of red carpets that ever could be because we have none other than the most handsome, the most talented, the most wonderful soul, Benny Drama is here.
Hi, Drew. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Also, I'm glad you're doing this podcast. You needed another thing on your plate. And I've always said that. I was like, Drew has just been underground. She's not working enough. I'm honored as always. I can't believe it's true. I should
go away for a while. I need to like disappear and then reemerge.
No. We need more of you.
Oh
always.
God.
Always.
Like I'm under your toilet seat right now.
Like how much do you sleep?
I do actually. And you know, it's funny. I'm off Xanax and on the melatonin. So I feel pretty excited about that.
Oh yeah. That's good. Okay. Good to hear.
Today I felt like a drugged rhino and I was like, wow, I'm my system is clear and clean. Why do I feel like this?
Yeah. It's a weird energy.
Well, I think this is why, I think this is important out there and why I believe in this type of news and information and discussion, because it's on the sunnier side of life, but it's still news. All right. Well, let's get into our first story with that said. Okay. Swingers set sail. What happens on the ship stays on the ship. They're bringing pineapple shaped towels to indicate that they are down. So I think what I'm getting here, Benny, is you bring a pineapple towel. I'm down. Mm-hmm.
We're ready. Well, is this how appropriate can I be on this podcast? As
you can go for it. And if anything, I can edit, we can bleep. Yeah. This is part of why I thought this was fun because I have constraints in daytime.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not the straightest of arrows.
Yeah, I know you're not. And I'm not, yeah, oddly enough, I'm not really either. So the pineapple indicates a fest is what I was going to say. But I wanted to make sure I said fest as early as I could on this pod.
Do it.
This is so, swinger culture is so fascinating to me. So here's my thing though. I hate being on a boat. It makes me sick. So I've never been on a cruise. And so that kind of sounds like a nightmare. And I'm a Scorpio. So sharing my partner with someone else is like a double nightmare. This all sounds like actually my worst. This is my hell. So, truly a hellish experience from start to finish.
I love that there is a signal, bat-like signal.
Yeah.
Because I was having this thought the other day that when somebody wears a wedding ring, they're letting people know they are not available.
Yeah.
99% of the time.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Maybe 95% of the time.
Yeah, in LA, 20%. Yes.
Yes.
I love this town.
Yes. So I'm having this moment where I'm like, you know, I'm single and sometimes I wish like a man would come up to me and ask me out, and is there something that I could wear that is mood based, has respectful boundaries, and is like also saying, like, you can say hi to me. I'm not going to bite yet.
Do you still have that iconic t-shirt that says my boyfriend is out of town?
Oh
you
my
know
God.
The t-shirt I'm talking about.
That of course I know the t-shirt.
Yes, is my favorite. That you just wear that, strut through the freaking East Village with that t-shirt on, you'll get a boyfriend in seconds.
God, it would barely cover one of my breasts now. It's like it was a baby tee
at
the time.
Even more reason to wear it, Drew. Even more reason. Okay.
I think we should all have signals, pineapple towels. I thought about wearing, for women, like a pin with a heart on it, saying like, I'm not totally opposed to you coming up and saying hi to me. But then I was like, oh God, does that open like a terrible can of worms? How do you like create boundaries? Yeah. I guess the people on the cruise are not worried about that.
Yeah. Well, that's also, I feel like some feelings get hurt because if you have the pineapple towel, it's like, we're down, like, let's go. But if you came up to them and they're like, but not you, you know, that's hurtful. It's like pineapple towel means no rules until it means not you though. So there is, you know, I think there's an in-between there. That's
what I was worried about with the heart-shaped pin. Like, oh my God, it's a symbol of love. It means I'm single. Like, people used to pin each other back in the day, again, to say they were taken. We have the wedding ring. We have all these symbols for taken. We don't have as many symbols for please engage, except for a pineapple towel, apparently.
Yeah. And that t-shirt, Drew, I want that t-shirt if you're not going to wear it. Just
all right. I'm going to find it for you, Benny.
Yeah. A little crop top for the summer.
Let's see. Hold on 1 second. Okay. We are going to see, I'm new at this. I'm rusty. I'm not even rusty. I'm just new. I'm like a wobbly calf covered in jelly.
No, this is so fun. I want us to have a radio show. I'm putting that out there. This is so fun.
Sign me up. This is our first foray. All right, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. But when we come back, I want to ask you, what do you think is the hair color of a stripper that brings in the highest dollar amount? Because there is an answer. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, and we're back. Benny, can you guess what color wig rakes in the biggest bucks for strippers?
Well, I feel like it's probably different in areas, like depending on the clientele. You know, there's that thing where like straight guys are always like, I love like a natural woman, you know? So they probably just want like blonde, black, red, brown hair. But then I feel like if it was more of like a fun place, like a strip club in like WeHo, or like Chelsea or in New York, it probably we're getting more into like full, you know, hot pink, purple, green. But you know, it's like straight guys being like, I don't like makeup, I natural girl. So I don't know.
Do you think what they really feel like that?
Well, I think they love to say that.
I'm looking for a man who will accept my granny panties.
Oh my God. You found him.
Oh, you know, Benny, I would take you in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Okay. What's the color? I'm actually very, very confused by this.
Okay. Drum roll. The color of wigs on strippers that brings in the biggest bucks is fluorescent yellow.
Oh, okay. Not what I was thinking. I was thinking like, you know, platinum or like maybe red, you know, that kind of like red velvet red.
Like a fire engine.
Bangs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yellow. That just, I don't know about that. I'm not sure.
I'm very surprised by that. That is not what I would have guessed.
Straight men contain multitudes, and I think that's cool. They're a part of that conversation. Good for them.
Okay, our next story. TikTok is the fastest growing source of news for adults in the UK. Mm-hmm. Now, you are the king of TikTok. My king. Everyone's king. What do you have to say about, advice? If this is something that people are turning to, and I'm sure they are in a myriad of different ways, not everybody can be a Benny Drama. It's true though.
You out in the rain. We have to talk about you out in the rain.
I had no idea that would ever catch fire.
Oh, that video is so, it's legend. The way I was just praying for rain, I was in New York when I saw it and I was like, I showed it to my friend and she was like, God, I hope it rains today so you can make that video. And it didn't rain. And then luckily it rained so that Chloe Fineman could make it. I was like, rain in Paris. I just need the rain. It's so good. You're the queen.
Well,
don't start.
That for me was like I just tried something. I had no idea that anyone would ever even notice it. So that was a fluke and I'm glad it worked, but I don't create characters. Like, you have turned it into such an art form, and I am on the feeder. Like, I am on the feeder for your characters.
Thank you, Drew. Oh my God.
What advice would you give to people if they're trying to make a living on TikTok? And I imagine there's probably a bunch of different ways people are trying to go about it. But do you have advice?
I don't know. I feel like anytime I feel something or I've observed something and then I kind of bring people into it, I feel like that has always been, something that sticks. And I feel like not trying to search so much. I think for a while, when I first started making things, I really wanted to please people and kind of like tried to always have my finger on the pulse of everything. And now a lot of my ideas kind of come from just like weird conversations I've had with people or characters I've met out in the real world, or just like mocking myself. And I feel like that has really been the most successful for me. And I've gotten like the most fun response. And also I have the most fun doing it. So I always feel bad. It's like, if you genuinely hate doing it, some people are like, I have to post on the internet, I have to do this. And I'm like, well, that's probably not the way to go about it. You should like want to do it. But like, I love coming back to my wig room and being a real estate character for an afternoon is like so fun. And it just is like, I'm still having a good time. So I think I'm still having a good time because now I'm really making the things that I enjoy making. And I feel like if you love it, like I just watched a 20 TikTok long history of Elvis. And I wish I had the handle of this woman who did it, but it was incredible. And I could see how much she had researched this and how engaged she was and how engaged all of the people watching it were. I'm like, she has tapped into something where she is so into this and people will come to that. People are naturally drawn to that.
Would you ever do Elvis?
Oh my God.
Cause I could see this right
Austin
now.
Austin Butler doing Elvis. I could do like that a little bit, but yeah, I would be curious. I mean, I've always wanted to do, those ones are hard. I did Marilyn once. I did her for Halloween and then I kind of did her voice, but those legends are tricky because people are really critical of impressions. Everyone, went to Groundlings apparently and is like fully, graduated from UCB. Like everyone has. And I'm like, yeah, a lot of these are in process. It's our first time, but I would definitely do an Elvis.
Because
my voice
can
go pretty deep. When I was straight, I really, got it down there. So maybe
I think I need to see you as Austin Butler, as Elvis, or just as Elvis. Like, I can see this.
Okay. Love that. Okay. Yeah. Only for you.
Oh God, swoon. All right. Our next story is, if you have heard of Netflix and chill, which I didn't know what that meant, because in the 90s, chill was relax. I didn't know it meant Netflix and bone.
Fest. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So now there's a term called paint and chill. And I think, I guess they mean the chill of relax, because apparently there is a relaxing paint color. So much like our stripper wigs, we have a winner. According to psychologists, can you guess, Benny, what the most relaxing color is?
I can't decide. Is this like sexual color or because that's like probably hot red, right? Like, I feel like that's kind of the sexy color.
Well, this is to calm you down.
This is to truly chill. Maybe like, you know, I'm thinking a sage green.
Oh my God, Benny, it's earth green.
That's what I'm, yeah. It's my fave.
It's earthy green, warm beige, and a soft pink. Oh.
Love a soft pink. Love
everybody
a soft pink.
Does.
God, a little soft pink on the cheeks, on the lips. Hello.
I think it's because we spend 9 months trying to get out, and then we spend the rest of our lives trying to get back in.
Yeah, right back in. Exactly. Yeah. That's very true.
There's the origin of the beige, soft pink.
Warm beige is interesting. I don't know if, I guess maybe like sand. It's like the beach.
Yep.
I'm surprised no blue.
You know what? Like I've actually heard not great things about what blue can do to you. I heard it can cause a bit of a frenzy and hysteria, and it is not recommended for calm.
Okay. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me in the Drew's New Studio. Okay.
Blue is bad, apparently,
yeah, blue
for
is
paint.
Literally is heresy. Okay.
It is heresy. Yeah, God, okay. Thank you for bringing that word
now
back.
Now I'm wondering, I think I'm right in that red is like the sexy color, though, if we're talking about the other, you know, version of chill.
Red is apparently red is extremely naughty. Stimulative.
I'm glad we got you saying that in the mic. That's good. That'll be
yeah. I was like stimulative.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Benny, if I ask you a quick fire, like how, like the origin story or quick idea, like a spark, like for some of my favorite characters of yours, like if I say the Mac girl, like
oh, yeah,
it Jenny. Like what like triggers immediately, and you go, that's where she came from.
Oh, so like that actually happened because I got my haircut when I was visiting my parents like maybe 4 years ago. And I just remember mid haircut being like, I feel very safe but unsafe in this chair, if that makes sense. Like this person is telling me everything. Like I know everything about them and I'm a little bit scared of what's gonna be at the end, but I'm also enjoying myself. And I've like always felt that way. I mean, I just feel like feminine energy has always been like protective for me. So I just like, I am drawn to it, but it just, yeah, I feel like I left that being like, I know things about her brother that I absolutely should not know. and I just thought like, I love the idea of just like a gum smacking character. Who is that girl who's just like, she's telling it all to you, but also like is endearing and inviting. So Terry made me go on a hike, which, you know, I don't love. That's not my thing. And so it was kind of quiet. And I was thinking like, oh yeah, that kind of like would be an interesting character. And then I like thought more about it. And I was like, I kind of see her in like a like salmon-y wig that's kind of like choppy bangs. And maybe she has her overalls. And then after I had done her as a hairdresser, I was like, oh, I love her as a makeup girl too. Like, I love the idea that she's like a hustler and has multiple jobs and is in the mall. Even though maybe Mac didn't hire her, she's just like in the store doing beats on girls. Like that was so, yeah, that was just, and you know, she's one of those girls who's like, I got my gaze. Like I'm always with my gaze. And yeah. And then once I chewed the gum, it was like, she feels the most real to me. I think also, cause we share a lot of similarities, honestly.
I'm obsessed with her. White House intern.
Oh, thank you. Oh, Cooper. That was actually inspired. I had a call with my sister and she had an intern work in her office. And I kept laughing because my sister, she like had like a back issue at the time. Like she had like sprained her back doing something. And her intern had like had a beer. It was like a Gen Z intern and he had a beer at work. And she asked him to do something. And he was like, oh, sorry, I'm kind of like buzzed. And then like left early. And I was just like, oh, I love this character. This is making me laugh. And then I just love the thought of like nails, like clacking on the keyboard. So I loved giving him like long nails. And so the first few times I did it, it was like, you know, in my brother's office and he let me run around in like high heels and a suit and just this character that's like lovable, but just doing like is so aloof. And I think that's what's so funny. Like some people saw that White House video and they thought that it was real, like that I actually was like a real person who works.
Well,
because
you
have
everybody from the White House real in the video. So
yeah. So they're like, so a lot, you know, some people were angry, but yeah, I feel like that was just this idea of kind of like a lovable bimbo who's maybe just has like a little too much privilege and has been told yes too many times and is just a nightmare. And but you can't fire, but some reason they stay at the company. You know, they don't get fired.
The mom is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
So I can't even handle how much I love her.
I love that you love that, because that feels like, I mean, the opposite of what you are like as a mom. I feel like
it is. I for yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But I know those moms, and why I love it.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit of me making fun of myself. I kept laughing thinking about me naming my first kid Anastasia Beverly Hills after the makeup company. That was like the first joke I got. And then I love this idea of like, yeah, me kind of being like really always kind of like in a bad mood and always like not wanting to be a parent was funny to me.
Yep.
And then I loved like the idea of getting like your kid handing you a drawing and it being bad and you being like, this sucks. You know, like that.
No, it's the best.
Yeah. So that just came from probably more myself than I'd like to admit.
What character have you not yet played that you want to and is like in the works in your head?
So I have one coming that I'm so excited to, because I don't know if it's too niche and if maybe this is something, you know, we kind of get in our own bubbles, and that's what scares me sometimes. I like, because of the curation of social media, sometimes I feel like I'm not seeing everything and I'm not seeing like scope of things. I'm just seeing what they know I'll love, which can be good, but sometimes it's frustrating because I'm like, this feels like it's everywhere to me, but maybe it's not. But I've been obsessed with the Instagram bot commenters, how they're all, I don't know if you've gotten any of these, I'm sure your account gets them, but
yes,
every time I post something, the first thing is someone being like, are you a stud hammer? And I'm like, what? You know, and it's like, don't look at my stories, sexy pics. And I'm like, who made these bots? So I'm going to be one of those bots saying all those lines is my next one. Yeah. And I just got a nice new wig, and I should have gotten yellow though. Now I'm a little disappointed. I got like red velvet, like full the bangs and the long hair. And I got a nice sexy outfit, and they're all kind of like, you know, AI women. AI sex obsessed women.
Well, I did a story with Casey Wilson about this, you know, about the Tasha Marie. Is that her name? Okay. Tasha Marie and Alita are these sex dolls who have big Instagram accounts, and they're influencers. And, you know, they're somebody's lover, and they've been given a voice. And it's like crazy. Like, what do you think about that?
Well, that to me, you know, I think it goes back to like one time I remember hanging out with my sister and this, you know, straight friend at the time. And, you know, we had smoked a little weed. It was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember weed makes me and, you know, my family really quiet. I remember we were kind of silent the whole night. Like, I get quiet when I smoke weed. I don't really smoke weed anymore. But it was just so funny because at the end of the night, he was like, your sister is literally my dream girl. And I was like, she didn't say a word. And I was like, I was so like, what? I'm like, you got her at, you know, 20%. Like, you just want a girl who's not speaking? Like, what? It's dire out there, Drew. It's really scary. So, this kind of goes into maybe some guys like growing up only seeing women in porn and maybe going to all boys schools and never having interacted with a woman and
just no, it's so true.
Silence and not wanting to ever feel like they're not in control. So I think there's something sinister working.
And
there.
As we go into the metaverse, I think that's just going to.
Totally.
Do you remember this movie back in the day called Strange Days? It was Ralph Fiennes, Angela Bassett, Juliet Lewis, and like you could strap on these things to your head and like
stacked cast. Okay.
Like, I know it was Catherine Bigelow. It was a early movie of hers. It's so interesting. And there's so many parallels to what I'm seeing in life now that movie was so forward thinking about. And it was people obsessed with strapping on this thing to their head and kind of living out memories and, you know, an alternate reality. So here we are.
Don't you think you'd be nauseous? Don't you think you're going to be nauseous in the metaverse? I get nauseous being in a car for
and a boat, you know, 5 minutes.
And a boat. Just don't even talk about it. It's sickening.
I
just like, I just think I wouldn't, I don't need to do that.
I know.
I don't know. I'll say that and then watch.
You'll have a sex doll in the metaverse.
I'll live in the metaverse.
You and Terry are going to lay out a pineapple towel.
Yes, yes.
And have like a gangbang in the metaverse.
Metaverse vest, of course.
Yes,
exactly. Glad I got it in three times in this pod. The editor's going to love that.
Comedy is in threes.
Yes. Okay.
Benny Drama, I couldn't love you more. I want to do anything and everything with you.
Same.
So let this be another notch in our belt, baby.
I love it. No, seriously. It's
seriously
us forever.
Us forever.
Us forever, Drew. I can't believe it's so funny. Every time I talk to you and see, I just can't believe it's you. Like, I want to ask you so many questions. Can I
That's
ask you
exactly
like one
how
question
I feel.
Or two questions?
About
you.
You yeah. What?
Before we wrap up.
Yes.
God, where to even begin? Do you have like a favorite movie that you've like done? I know that Ever After is definitely up there for you, but like, is that probably your favorite that you've done?
God, one of my favorite characters also that you do.
That was so fun. I love doing the makeup too.
Oh God. I think E.T. is the most, if I only had to choose one, which would be really hard because I loved doing 50 First Dates. We had so much fun making it. And then the Charlie's Angels was like the best expression of like not thinking that women have to be like angry women. They don't have to like be intense men to be in action. They can be goofy girls that are talking about the date they were on last night while kicking a guy's ass. Mm-hmm. But E.T. kind of taught me like you can find a family if you're not born into one. And
that's beautiful.
That changed my life forever. And I've only been doing forming families ever since. And that can be through work and it can be through creativity. And it doesn't matter where you source it from. It's like, how can you spend your time being around people in life or work or play that make you happy and that make you feel excited about life?
Oh,
that's the key.
Wow. Okay. It was like a cute question and you just are the most iconic.
It's true though.
Did you ever do like a Charlie's Angels 3? Like what's going on with that?
It's funny that I just was watching Lucy, enough, who I was texting with this morning and she was at Comic-Con for the new Shazam movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they asked her, you know, would you do a Charlie's 3? And I was on the edge of my seat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't think I would be surprised if any one of us ever decreed that we wouldn't be.
Yeah. Also, don't you think you need a gay Bosley?
Oh, my God. You would be the best Bosley.
It's literally dream role. You, Cameron, Lucy, like that's it for me. That's Holy Trinity. I those movies were everything to me.
I would in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
the answer is an emphatic yes. And when Cameron didn't want to work for a while and she kind of went into like a full-blown retirement mode, I was like, oh, don't tell me like you're just never going to do this again because I can't put that flame out. Like it's the three of us, the three little bears forever. And I think it'll probably cross over and get a little weird and sad and like, you know, bizarre if we're like, you know, too physically incapable.
Legends coming back and just being like, I don't know, there's something fun that can be like,
we've still got a chance. We haven't crossed over into like,
God, no, but so it's just
like,
you know,
we've got, there's time and I will always say yes to that. And also those movies, ironically, like we made those movies, we wrote, produced, cast, and those movies were us. So I trust us. It wasn't like, oh, we just got lucky because, you know, we really crafted those little sculptures ourselves. So, you know, I think it's a matter of like, could we find the capacity to sculpt it properly again?
Yeah.
But at least it was in our hands. So it would be in our hands again. And I do trust that. Like, it's hard to make those kinds of movies. It's not easy. And I think you expect a lot from them. And then this one is like just challenging to let everybody down. So you got to kind of overcome that. But then you want to be yourself and not fight it too hard. Like,
down.
But
do it for the gays.
I'm DTC.
Girlies. God. I mean,
My pineapple towel is out for Charlie.
Literally, you have, okay, good, good. Oh my God. Just think about all the costumes. I think that was like, if I'm thinking about some of, I feel like your movies in particular, you have so many good costumes. Like there's so much good costume moments.
Because we all love fantasy and dress up.
We have Never Been Kissed. We have Charlie's Angels. I mean, Charlie's Angels, like those movies.
Benny, you know, I got calls from the studio from Never Been Kissed and they were like, it's too far. It's just too much. It's too unattractive. And we had to like pull back.
Perfect. That dress is chic. I love Josie's fit. She looked major.
Well, in the beginning, I was like going way in. Like I had like a full baseline at my jawline. Cause remember when we were too young and we didn't know better and we would like use the wrong foundation and then you'd have like a jaw baseline.
Yeah. It would be like NARS Laguna just from here down. Yeah.
Exactly.
Love that.
I did that. I had zits as her. I had the brace. Yeah. I mean, it just people like, they were like, can you just rein it in a little? It's going too far. And it's probably best they did.
But then also your like first day of school outfit with that like blonde and then the white like fur is so
the marabou bow. Nothing was worse than the outfit I got stuck in, which for some reason I decided that a flesh colored top with a flower covering the bust and I was in it for like 2 weeks. It was a long sequence and never ever ever sausage yourself and your midsection into a sheer tight top. Don't do it to yourself.
You can do it, Drew. You nailed it. You pulled it off. Thank you for letting me, you know, quiz you. Sorry.
Oh my God. Benny, everything every day forever. We're forevers.
Yeah. Please. Yes.
Lifelongers.
Yeah.
I pineapple towel for you any day.
Oh my God. Oh, the pineapple towel's out, babe. Always.
Terry, I would never dare.
Oh my.
Benny, thank you for doing this with me. I love you. And I can't wait for our next notch in the belt adventure and fun endeavor.
Yes. Yeah.
Follow the Drew's News podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like it, you know, you can tell a friend or talk to your pet about it or, you know, flirt with yourself in the mirror and say, hey, there's a podcast out there. You don't have to just talk to yourself or only listen to the voices in your head. There are other voices available.
And listen to Drew's. And watch the Drew Barrymore show.
And watch Benny Drama do every single thing that you do. I can't wait for this next character, by the way. And to everybody, thank you for listening. As always, we make this show for you, so take it with you. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew's News podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.